coming up on All Access.
Takes a lot of games, a lot of snaps to do that.
Throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Amendola! At number 400 for Tom Brady.
I thought we had an opportunity to go over the top of him.
He jumped over the line. He did. You talk about the freakish ability, athletic ability.
This team's been through a lot this year. It's been a long season. Hopefully we can take advantage of this week, fix a few things that we need to address, and get ready for a big game next week.
Go, Cam. Go, Starker.
Gives to Jackson. Runs it left. Dipping the shoulders. Driving forward. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the Steven Jackson that we remember.
Nice work. Nice job.
Won some, didn't win some. I think it's all really now about going forward, making sure that our next game is our best game.
The regular season is over. A weekend off is the reward for the Patriots' 12-win season as the postseason begins. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. New England closed out the regular season in a very uncharacteristic manner, winning just twice in five tries during the month of December. Coach Belichick says the only thing that matters is how you play a week from now. It's a one-game season. We'll examine the state of the team as the playoffs begin. But before we do, a look back at the sights and sounds of the loss in Miami.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Go, Cam. Go, Sparker. Go, Fellas.
Pulls away, gives it to Miller, runs it left, tries to cut it back right, finds it opening, and then veers left past the 35 to the 40. Outside in midfield, chased by McCourty, who shoves him out of bounds in Patriot territory. Daniel flares it out to the left for Damien Williams, makes the catch, turns back to the inside, shakes Jamie Collins, and dives forward to the first down, catching Perry.
Get at the game life! Yeah. You gotta take it away! Let's go! And
nice
the three plays now, three plays.
Third down,
slip screen, third down. We got to get off the field of third down.
Brady sets up a screen left for Steven Jackson. Carries it to the 35. Rumbles past the 40. Has the first down. Catch and run to midfield before tumbling at the Miami 49.
We're just calling the game now, okay? Job well done on that drive.
Good. That's the way to go. That's the way to run the ball.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Fires over the middle for James White. Makes the grab. Stumbles away from Jones. Stays on his feet to midfield. Running to the 45-40. Out of the tackle to the 30. In a foot race to the 20. Near side 15. To the 10. And brought down at the Miami 7. Gives to Jackson. Runs it left. Dipping the shoulders. Driving forward. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the Steven Jackson that we remember.
Good job, fellas.
Good job, man. Good job.
Thank you,
baby.
Way
to go, kid.
Nice work. Nice job.
From the pistol, takes the snap, hands it to Miller. Stutter step right, topples over. Fourth and inches. Tannehill gives it to Lamar Miller. Cut it right, and the forward progress journey close to the first down marker. It does not appear as though he got it.
That's a great series right there. That's a way to stand up and make a play. That's a big-time stop right there, man.
Keep fighting, fellas. Come on. Keep fighting, huh? Keep fighting now. Keep fighting.
Brady has it. Dolphins come, and Brady has no chance. Down he goes. The Miami defense swarming over Tom Brady. Tannehill takes the snap for one final time in this regular season finale. And the Patriots lose for the second straight week.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, and real simple concept here. Bringing a couple of former Super Bowl winners to talk about issues going into the bye. Former tight end Christian Fourier and former linebacker Matt Chatham. Both of you guys, during your Super Bowl runs, have had the bye, right?
Yeah.
Going into the bye. You guys were hot. I mean, really, not that you look good. But the fact that the team was playing well in the month of December. And Bill Belichick would always say, we need to be playing our best football after Thanksgiving. What's the big issue right now that you see with this team? Before we get into personnel groups, whether it's the skilled wide receiver set, whether it's the front seven or the linemen, what's one issue you see with this team right now? Christian, start with you.
Well, just the injuries on the offensive line, not being able to move the ball, continue to keep the chains moving. I think that is an issue. And you haven't seen this offense be what it was since really Edelman went down. And that just was a domino effect. Then you had issues on the offensive line. Your guys are playing out of position. It's like every man for himself, right? It's just, and until they get all hands on deck offensively, then you won't see the offense that this offense should be and was.
Isn't that complimentary offense, though? Like when Edelman went down, so much was made prior to that during the 10-0 run that Brady was getting rid of the ball in 2.1, 2.2, 2.3 seconds. Edelman goes down. Now that breakaway ability right there in that little, that little zone coverage or man-to-man, all of a sudden Tom's got to hang on to a little bit more. So now the line all of a sudden needs to protect a little more. Maybe there were issues before Edelman went down.
Well, I definitely think that that shows you, that kind of outs your offensive line and how good was the offensive line in the first place. Right. Were they a great offensive line? No. I think, the weapons and Brady had a lot to do with their success, and then playing with a lead and just overall confidence, helps you play better.
I think you kind of hit on a decent point here that we're going to talk about the offensive line a little bit in context. You sit back here, as you mentioned, you're used to having breaks off. You used to have to time down. As I sat back and started to review these guys on tape this week, the first thing that jumps out is like, oh, this was the offseason gamble. They're a second-year player at center, and they're two rookies at both guard spots. So it's not terribly surprising we're here where we're talking about this, quite frankly. Okay. It's something with that same group. Now,
Stork was center last year as a rookie. Do we underestimate how good Conley and Wendell were?
And I think, how experienced they were. Let's put it that way. I think ability, skill set, things like that, it might not be different several years from now. But that lean upon thing, I think, is gone right now, that they have to somehow recapture in this 2 weeks.
Let's go back to last year, divisional round. You're down twice to the Ravens here at home, and they come back from 14-point deficits. Down by 10 to the Legion of Boom in a Super Bowl. Come back from that. When it's Edelman back, supposedly at 100%. Gronkowski at 100%. Jamie Collins, another 2 weeks rested.
Sure.
He's getting his strength back. Hightower, Devin McCourty, Chung, get those Knicks healed up. With those core guys that I'm talking about, guys that helped you win the whole thing last year, how much can you rely on what you learned last year? You guys knowing it because you did it. You won multiple Super Bowls. How much can you rely on that from experience to, in essence, quote-unquote, flip that switch?
I think that's the important part, Zoe, because when these things are going to get done, they're going to get done through those channels. I think
those are the guys who are going to win.
Those are the guys who are going to make the play. Okay. So we could sit here and talk about what they don't have. We could sit here and focus on what doesn't work, but I know the way that they're drawing up game plans is to make sure that they run through those people.
And if able to do that, you really need to be internally, mentally strong, right? Because this is now, the real important part starts, and you got to be real careful with that whole mindset. Listen, we can just roll our helmets out on the field and we'll just flip the switch and everything's fine. Right. I've seen it work and I've seen it be a disaster.
Right.
And then if it works, then you have a good mentally strong team. If it doesn't, you don't.
All right, good job, Mike Reese. Good job, Paul Perillo.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming
in,
guys.
I'm so happy I was
for
Mike.
For you and Chatham, how about that? Former
maybe
players
short, here. But I'm okay with
you good
it.
Down there? All right, thanks for joining us. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Captain Matthew Slater to get his thoughts on the state of the team.
We need all hands on deck, so as many guys as we can get as healthy as possible.
And later, a chat with Coach Belichick as he prepares his team for the postseason.
As usual, after a 16-game regular season schedule, you have your ups and downs and trials and tribulations.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, it's you. My mentors would definitely have to be my dad, my grandfather. First off, my dad, you know, he played football throughout his whole life into college. So, like, seeing him, seeing my brother play football in the yard and me being so young, I wanted to be like them. And whatever they did, I mimicked it. And I got a little bit more opportunities getting to train, getting to go to work out at facilities like Bomberitos, like starting in middle school. And for my grandfather, he passed away when I was in eighth grade, but he was like a second father to me. I lived with him for a little bit in elementary school. He got to whatever sporting event he could. Sometimes he took me to my sporting events, and he was always there for me, and I know he'd be sitting here, right here, getting to any game he could if he was still alive today.
James White makes the grab about the 15. Out of attack on the 10. Into the end zone! Has the catch on the first down as he slips a rush. Outruns nice. The defender to the far sideline of the 40. Spins away from it to midfield. Running right to the 45. To the 40. Peeling away.
One of my best friends, Giovanni Bernard, he's a kid that was a little bit less fortunate than I was. And seeing his situation coming into high school and knowing my situation and how fortunate I was and seeing what he had to go through to get to that point kind of puts things in perspective. And now I don't want to take anything for granted going on from there forward.
Welcome back to All Access presented by GEICO. Time to hit the reset button. That's the phrase that pays for the Patriots as they have a much-needed bye to get ready for the postseason. Dan Rhodes explains.
The missed opportunity for the second straight week to secure the number one seed on their own in the AFC.
After finishing their regular season with a loss in Miami, the 12-4 Patriots ended up as the number two seed in the AFC, and they earned a much-needed first-round bye.
Our bye week was a long time ago, so this is the first time we've had off in quite a while, so try to take advantage of that as best you can to feel good.
Brady is drilled by Sue. A flag comes down, and Brady does a push-up, and indeed Brady's still reaching for his right ankle.
As for the quarterback and his health, the last time we saw him, he was hobbling from a blow in the Dolphins game.
Feeling better than I was a couple days ago.
The Patriots can face Cincinnati, Kansas City, or Houston in the divisional round of the playoffs next Saturday at 4:30 at Gillette Stadium. But before they look at any opponent, they will look first into their mirrors.
Just take the time to focus on yourself and go out there and, you know, just try to figure out what your weaknesses are and, you know, try to make those weaknesses not as weak and, you know, try to go in there and become a better player.
You really just do your best right now to, you know, work on yourself, get yourself as ready mentally and physically to go out there and give everything you got.
And for those thinking about the Pats' 2-4 finish to the regular season, all that matters to this team right now is next Saturday night.
We've all worked pretty hard to get to this point. So I read a cool quote the other day. It said, I didn't come this far to only come this far. So we still got further to go.
And before we move on to the postseason, let's look back at an impressive regular season once again for the Pats. First of all, they won their seventh straight AFC East title, which ties them with the Rams of the 70s for consecutive division crowns with seven, and six straight seasons now of at least 12 wins. Pretty impressive stuff. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is special teams captain Matthew Slater, and we're at the bye week. Is this the perfect time for the bye week?
I definitely think so. I think this team's been through a lot this year. It's been a long season, and we've put ourselves in a good position. So hopefully we can take advantage of this week, get ourselves some rest, fix a few things that we need to address, and get ready for a big game next week.
All right, so you say it is the perfect time for the bye week, but to accomplish what? What exactly do you want to accomplish this week?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the health of our football team is paramount, especially this time of year. We need all hands on deck, so as many guys as we can get as healthy as possible, the better. And then I think it's a great time to self-scout and look at some things that we can work on and try to improve down the stretch.
You're the captain. I'm about to take a shot at you, being the captain of special teams. What's with all the penalties on special teams?
You know, it's
I mean, I'm not not that you're committing
no,
them.
No, certainly. It's disappointing. You know, we work hard at at trying to play penalty free. And I think, you know, we've been penalized too much this year, and it's hurt us field position wise. So we've got to do a better job of making better decisions when we're in tight spaces and playing, you know, smarter. And you know, there's no excuses for it. So hopefully, you know, we can rid ourselves of all those penalties here when it matters most.
Yeah, and when you get your special teams group together, what do you tell these guys?
Well, you know, there's a thin line because we want to play aggressive.
Right.
We want to play free and fly around. But, you know, our plays are too few to have so many penalties. You know,
Good point. We
can't allow ourselves to, you know, put the offense in bad positions or the defense in bad positions because of our poor decision making. So, you know, we can't hurt our team that way. We've just got to do a better job.
Have you ever heard of Next Gen Stats? Put a little device on you, and you got tracked in the Jacksonville game as far as your speed getting downfield. Mm-hmm. So my question is, are you the fastest player on this team?
You know, that's a question to ask my teammates.
When you're running the sprints and you look to your right and you look to your left, are you in first place?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, who competes against you when it comes to speed?
You know, I think we've got a lot of fast guys on this team. And, you know, one guy that comes to mind is Devin McCourty. He's got tremendous speed.
He does?
He really does. And Brandon King, I think, is a really fast guy as well. So there's some guys with good speed. I think we enjoy competing against one another. And I think we all believe we're the fastest. And I think, you know, as a competitor, that's a good thing. So
when you're sitting around this weekend, will you be watching?
Certainly. Not only as an opponent scouting a potential matchup, but I think as a fan, I'll enjoy watching the games. And, you know, I love the game of football, so I'll definitely be tuned in.
All right, Matthew Slater.
Thank you.
Good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Slater, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access, the captain, right after this.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SB Live Point Counterpoint Debate. Finally, thank God, the regular season is over, getting ready for the playoffs. But we got an injury to talk about. Tom Brady hurt his ankle in the last game. So how concerned are you with Tom Brady's injury?
So Brady rolls his ankle. We're not supposed to be worried. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's the little mobility that he has that has kept him from being a sitting duck in the pocket this year. Take that away and forget about it. Yeah, I'm worried. I hope he's fine, though.
Sure, last Sunday night I might have been a little worried, but by Wednesday, Brady was walking just fine in the locker room here at Gillette Stadium, and guess what? He doesn't miss time to minor injuries. There are plenty of concerns with this Patriots team on both sides of the football. Tom Brady's health, not one of them.
All right, how concerned am I? Not at all. 2 weeks to recover from this ankle. Already looks like he's walking around fine. He'll take a week off, and he will be ready to go. Plus, modern medicine always helps. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here during the bye week, and Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, it seems like just yesterday we were sitting here prior to week one getting ready for the Thursday night opener against Pittsburgh. How much have you learned about your team throughout the regular season now that it's over since that Pittsburgh week?
It's going quick, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has. It seems like yesterday. It really does.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, as usual, after a 16-game regular season schedule, you have your ups and downs and trials and tribulations. And yeah, we've had our challenges. And, you know, I think the team's shown a lot of mental toughness and resiliency to fight through it. Hasn't always been perfect. There are a lot of things that we could have done better, coaching, playing, just overall. We're in a lot of close games. Won some, didn't win some. I think it's all really now about going forward, making sure that our next game's our best game.
Your depth's really been tested this year, probably more so than any other. I mean, you've had some guys that have stepped up and done some nice things in positions that maybe they shouldn't have been in.
Yeah, well, we have. You know, I think we've had a number of guys step into those situations and perform well. You know, we're also able to acquire a couple players that have come in and had, you know, a strong impact on the team. You know, Hicks, Keyshawn Martin, sure, guys like that. So, you know, a combination of all those things, whether it be practice squad guys, inexperienced players who, you know, got experience or guys come in from other teams, whatever it's been. We've had a combination of things, and it's we've needed it, and those guys have, you know, they've done a good job.
Talk to you after Thanksgiving about playing good football. You know, you guys aren't exactly barreling down a stretch, so to speak, as the regular season ended. It's nice to have that week to get ready to go again, fair to say? Get some guys back?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I don't think any of the games in the past really mean anything at this point. Whoever we play will be a good team. That team will have won a playoff game. So, you know, we'll have to play well against another good team. And whether we did or didn't some other time or some other year, I don't really think it's all that significant. It's, like I said, more about what we do from here going forward and, you know, being ready to play our best game next Saturday night.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Bob in Norwood. It's that time of year, meaning a lot of turnover for some coaches throughout the league, a lot of openings. One specifically, a guy you've worked with in Tom Coughlin. I remember you talked about him during your press conference, your conference call this past week. Just your thoughts on Tom, you know, as a coach, as a man, and the history that you two have had.
Yeah, well, Tom and I, you know, go back to the years with the Giants in the late 80s, and you know, I was a secondary coach and a defensive coordinator. Tom coached the receiver. So we worked very closely together those years, and we've maintained a good friendship when he was at BC, Jacksonville, and in New York. And it's had a great career. He's done a good job of developing his teams, developing quarterbacks. And unfortunately, you know, his biggest wins have come at our expense.
But didn't have to resurface them.
Putting all that aside, you know, Tom's, I think, you know, a quality person and you know, is really good for the game in terms of the toughness and the fundamentals, the way he approaches the game with his team. So I have a lot of respect for him.
All right, great answer, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question, like Bob did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Coach, good luck this weekend. I know we're waiting to see who the opponent's going to be. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Scott.
All right, stay tuned. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick breaks down some of the key Patriot plays from this year.
You know, Rob slips out and turns into a touchdown.
But first, a look back at some memorable and not-so-memorable moments from the 2015 regular season.
Jones, and it's a blindside sack.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting postseason fact. How important is a first-round bye to the Patriots' postseason success? Since the current playoff format was instituted in 1990, the Patriots have earned a record 11 byes in that span. Four times as a number one seed, they reached the Super Bowl. Three times as a number two seed, they reached the Super Bowl. Three other times with a bye, they failed to reach the Super Bowl. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
The official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access. With the regular season now in the rearview mirror, it's time to take a look back at all the games, plays, and breakout performances for the Patriots this year.
I thought it was a good win for us tonight. Heading into the division now. But it's good to be 1-0. Rob did a nice job on that fade route of, you know, just kind of stemming the defender in at the goal line and create some separation.
Right side, he was wide open, made the grab out of the tackle. Tight roping down the sideline for a touchdown Patriots.
Crack him up.
Takes a lot of games, a lot of snaps to do that.
Goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Amendola.
Opportunity to go over the top of them, and Jamie did make a great play on it.
And the kick
is blocked by Jamie Collins.
He jumped over the line. He didn't. You talk about the freakish ability, athletic ability. Jamie Collins.
He's a hard guy to tackle.
Andrews drives up the middle of the stutter step. Finds a hole, barreling over a defender. He's into the end zone. Hop step right. Carries across the five. Into the end zone. What another fabulous effort by Deion Lewis. 40-yard line across the 45. Past the 50-yard line.
There's a different gear for this kid, number 33, Deion Lewis. He can flat out scoop.
He competes hard every week. And
Chandler Jones. And he goes down. Sacked inside the 20 by Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones brings it down.
Blindside sack. Chandler Jones has his second of the
Hey, Kurt, I'm coming.
Another for Chandler Jones. Give him a league-leading 9.5. Chandler Jones has his second sack.
What a play by Chandler Jones.
I thought Malcolm competed well. He made some plays. They have a good quarterback and they have good receivers. So it was a good battle.
Firing deep down the right side. Butler is there. Nice. He knocks the pass away outside the 40-yard line. Downfield toward the right sideline. That ball's going to be knocked down by Butler. Well covered. It's too tall and it's picked off by diving. Malcolm Butler throws it to the end zone. Butler is there. Malcolm Butler knocks it away. Throws the fade for Beckham. Leaps up and makes the grab for the ball. It's knocked loose by Butler. Excellent coverage by Malcolm Butler.
I'll take 21 on my team.
We definitely had to make some adjustments.
Julian Edelman being taken to the locker room right now with about four doctors in security.
Got an injured Patriot after the play, and Lewis is injured.
Hurt back.
At his left knee, it appears. But there's an injured Patriot.
Easily.
Yeah, that's Homer.
Getting medical attention.
Had a lot of guys step up. Well, they played well, did a good job of being ready to go.
Harper's under it. He fields at the 45. He fumbled. The ball is loose. Boswick field at the 45. That's near sideline. Touchdown Denver. And the Broncos. What an onside kick. A bouncing ball inside the 45 of Philadelphia. The Eagles are able to cover up. Pressure up the middle. Throws underneath. And it's deflected and intercepted. Malcolm Jenkins goes wire to wire. A pick six for Philadelphia.
Just really didn't do anything well enough to really win.
We want to kick off.
Throws it to the right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Victory for the Jets. Brady is drilled by Sue. A flag comes down.
Brady
does a push-up.
Brady got rolled up by Sue.
Dives in for a score. Touchdown, Miami, as the Dolphins take the lead. And the Patriots lose for the second straight week.
Got a lot of work to do before our next game, so that's what we'll do. We'll get back at it.
The Patriots have a bye week for the first round of playoffs, so that means that they're not preparing for an opponent this week, and they'll have to wait until after Wild Card weekend to know who will be traveling to Foxborough next weekend. So if you need a quick briefing on the playoff scenarios, I've got your lowdown. And here's a look at the playoff rundown in the AFC. Kansas City visits Houston on Saturday afternoon, while the number 6 seed Steelers visit Cincinnati Saturday night. If Cincy beats Pittsburgh, then the Bengals travel to Foxborough to play the Patriots Saturday, January 16th at 4:35. If Pittsburgh beats the Bengals, then the Steelers travel to Denver to take on the Broncos on Sunday, January 17th, meaning the winner of the Kansas City-Houston game plays the Patriots on January 16th. Whew! You got it? I sure hope so, because there will be a quiz later. I'm Miranda Mason, and now let's take a look at a special playoff edition of the Belestrator.
No surprise here. We're on the bye week, which means no Belestrator, but we have something special for you. Coach Belichick and I break down some of the best plays of the 2015 regular season.
This is early in the third quarter, but this play leads to another play here, as we'll see. And so, you know, pretty obvious the Jets are, you know, all up here on the line of scrimmage coming with pressure. And so, you know, Tom checks the play, and we go to a protection now with Rob coming back into the formation right here. So Rob's going to protect this. You know, first of all, let's talk about the play to Scott Chandler coming down here, you know, making a little stutter move there on Pryor. And, you know, Brady puts the ball up there. Scott goes up and gets it, makes a real nice catch. The other part of this play that, again, kind of, you know, leads to something else here is the protection. So, you know, the Jets are going to bring, they're going to bring seven. And then this is the eighth guy right here who we don't have blocked. We have seven blockers. You know, they're man-to-man on these three guys, and this is the free guy. And so you'll see the safety here, Gilchrist, start to come in here, but he's, you know, he's a little late coming, and he's really no factor on the play. The ball is gone. Later on, they started bringing him quicker as the kind of eighth add-in guy who we don't have, you know, to get to the quarterback quicker. But then as we get to the fourth quarter here, we get a similar situation where we see the same, you know, blitz look, and now we bring Rob in to protect this like we did, you know, on the earlier play. All right, now the coverage has come up tighter, so once he blocks, then they're going to add in on the rush and bring that eighth guy a lot quicker than they did on the play before. But, you know, Rob slips out and turns into a touchdown. So, you know, those kind of in-game adjustments that, you know, you have to see, you have to make where, you know, it's one thing on one play, but then when they adjust to it, then, you know, you got to be ready to go to something else. We have a punt rush here where we, you know, brought the corners in from the outside and then, you know, peeled off with two of our inside guys. So kind of changed the rush a little bit. And, you know, really the key on this play is Danny giving the kind of the safe signal, which is, you know, an indication to our players that he's not going to field the ball. And so they're alert to be for the ball to hit the ground and not, you know, bounce and hit them. So they kind of, you know, pull off, but there was a pretty good holdup, and, you know, the Giants are all kind of tied up here in the protection, so you have, you know, a lot of separation between the two gunners and then the rest of the coverage unit. So, you know, Danny does a, you know, makes a smart play here by giving the safe signal, which it kind of, I think, you know, distracts the coverage for just a split second there. Then he gets it, and then again, all these guys that were locked up in coverage, you know, now they don't really have very good coverage lanes, and see the whole Giants team gets trapped over here on one side of the field. So once Danny, you know, breaks that first wave,
Martin,
then it's all over, and he's just, you know, able to outrun, you know, the bigger guys on the coverage unit. And here come those blocks, and Martin, Ebner, wow. Slater. I mean, everybody's hustling. I think that's really the best thing about this play is just the overall effort. This is Chandler coming off the edge here on Flowers. Looks like he's going to be out in coverage on Vereen, and then at the last second kind of turns back in. Does a nice job here of coming, you know, Manning holding the ball with one hand, coming, you know, off that backside. You know, see him use what we call here is a long arm move, where he just puts one arm into the rusher so he can actually, you know, get more length on the charge, and then there's really not a lot for the tackle to hit there. You know, even though Flowers has long arms, he can't really, you know, reach Chandler. So Chandler does a nice job there of using that long arm technique. And then once he gets Flowers moving backwards, then he's able to just drop his right weight there, power arm, and does a nice job with his right arm there. It's a big turnover for us, saves 2 points. You know, several big plays in the game, but, you know, screen pass here, you know, on second and 10 after the kickoff return. And this is pretty hard for an offensive line. One, two, three, and we've got one, two, three, to get them all blocked cleanly. A lot of times you either get two on one, or one guy doesn't get to his guy, or, you know, you miss him or something. But this is a good job of the linemen getting down, making their blocks. Good running by James, and then real good finish here by Amendola and LaFell down the field. So there's kind of the three for three. You know, James splits it. You know, Shaq pushes the linebacker, you know, just high enough. LaFell does a nice job here on the corner, and Danny comes in, cracks the safety. So, you know, to get those kind of blocks in the open field, to get it all timed out as well as it did on this play, James White, you know, doing a great job of running and setting up the blocks. probably one of the best executed plays of the year, you know, as a total team.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Looks like Gillette Stadium is coming back to normal. Hockey's gone, football's back as the Patriots gear up for their big game a week from Saturday night. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's talk about uncharted waters. Because they say you're supposed to be playing your best football after Thanksgiving. The Patriots are 2-3. In the month of December.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, it is an odd situation. I can't really recall any time where they had this little momentum going into the playoffs. But I do think it's a little bit different of a circumstance with all the guys that have been out and monitored, the way that that Bill has really had to massage the roster here in the month of December and into January now. So I think it's a little bit different. Uncharted, yes, it is. It's a concern, but I don't think it's necessarily something that, you know, can't be overcome.
Offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. That,
without
to
question.
Me, is what I'm going to focus on, Steve. I think that you do hear that over the years from this team, Tom Brady specifically.
Right.
The real season begins after Thanksgiving. And now what we're hearing is all that matters is what's going to happen, you know, in this January 16th playoff game.
Right.
Well, to me, you can't really have it both ways. There's got to be a happy medium there, something in the middle. But the offensive line, if that doesn't improve, I don't think any of this is going to matter.
Yeah, see, for me, I guess I'm a little bit more willing to overlook it because I haven't necessarily been a huge proponent of the season starts after Thanksgiving. The Patriots have always been outstanding at this time of year, but there have been plenty of teams that stumbled into the playoffs and gone on to win it all.
Right.
There have been plenty of teams that were red hot going into the playoffs and went on to win it all. So I think it can be done different ways.
How do they flip the switch? You mentioned the offensive line. Obviously, you got to get healthy, but how does this team turn things around?
Well, they're going to have to absolutely get better on third down offensively, and that's putting an awful lot on Julian Edelman's plate. I totally understand that because he's been the guy that I think they've missed the most. You know, Gronkowski has been hobbled, I think, and I don't think he's been himself. But if you can get those two guys at a reasonable level, Steve, I think that you start converting on third down. Despite the struggles on the offensive line, and I'm totally with Mike, that's my number one concern, probably 1-3 heading into the postseason. But if you can start converting on third down, I think that helps your defense a little bit. I think that helps you get some more points on the board, and it all sort of looks like Patriot football.
Trickle-down effect. Yeah. Edelman gets open quicker. They don't have to protect as longer, you know, as long, that type of stuff. I don't think that, you know, all hope is lost here, but the idea of flipping a switch, I think, is a little bit dangerous.
Dangerous.
Are we putting too much pressure on Julian Edelman? The fact that he's coming back and we expect so many great things to happen with his offense now that Edelman...
Terrific player, and I think his absence has been missed. There's no question about that, but I do think there's too much pressure on him. And I wonder specifically, Steve, about the nature of the injury that he suffered. A guy like that, that relies so much on his quickness and his cutting and his ability to get off the line quickly and run after the catch... Broken bone in the foot would seem to me to be a very difficult injury to overcome.
Absolutely. And he played every snap when he was healthy. He's not going to be able to do that when he comes back right away. So it has to be Edelman plus something else. Can't just be Edelman. You need a little more from Amendola, a little bit less from LaFell and Martin, and maybe then you see some better
results. Don't
forget
about Gronk, because I don't think they've targeted him as much down the stretch since he got hurt as they would normally. And then you can still see that he can do it like that. The catch against the Jets that gets them down for the game-tying touchdown. I think you'll see a lot more of Gronk, too.
Let's talk about the field. Who's coming here? Kansas City, Cincinnati, Houston.
Well, I don't know who's coming here because I don't know what Cincinnati is going to look like.
Who
I don't
do
know who's going
to
play quarterback.
Here?
Who do I want to come here? Would it be too much to ask for Houston? If they could work that out, Houston would be the team I want.
That's the easiest role for the Patriots?
I think without question. I think it's a decent defense, but not a great defense.
And I think Pittsburgh, maybe just due to the history, people say, oh, that's the one you wanted to avoid. Obviously, they can't come here.
Right.
But I'm not sure they're going to go into Cincinnati and win. And so, to me, that would leave you, you know, Cincinnati coming
here.
And if
you get Cincinnati, you know, strap on the helmet. That's going to be a very physical game.
I like McCarron.
Who is coming here?
I'm going to say Kansas City.
I'm going to go Cincinnati. I'm going to stick with my gut there.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Time will tell. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.